Welcome to Kaput Radio. My name is Martin. The show you're about to hear is about perplexing misconceptions about money in history and now. A story performed by Len Martin and written by Graham Ferguson from his series about debt finance. We are conditioned since time immemorial to think about the meaning of money, what the value may be, having lots of it, being wealthy, the influence on our society and much more. This presentation will clarify the popular but wrong assumptions and also explain the three types of money we can conceive of. The money when it started out to be the business model in 1694 with the Bank of England, a model of credit practiced during the time of the early colonies in America, also later versions of money earned into existence such as letts, and the present system of global debt money, the only practice model now with disastrous consequences for society and the environment. Welcome to the show.
A tangible intangible. The target of this talk is our modern finance system. It stands in stark contrast to the method originally used for financing our economy that began more than three centuries ago with the inception of the Bank of England. Modern finance carries a flaw, a fault that has infected not only our money, it has infected all that money touches, and that would be just about everything within our world. The original English Parliamentary Act gave us the Bank of England Charter. It could be likened to a national version of the then widely accepted financing business called a Monte de Pieté, Bank of Pity. It offered financial loans of the bank's own money at a moderate interest. Paraphrasing Wikipedia, the organising principle, based on the benefit of the borrower and not the profit of the lender, was viewed as a lesser evil than money lending. The organisation of the Monte de Pieté depended on acquiring a monte, a collection of funds from financially privileged people. The people in need would then be able to come to the Monte de Pieté and give an item of value in exchange for a monetary loan at low interest. The three-century-old English Parliamentary Act that created a model to be used in the banking business is not causing today's global debt problem. It provided, and still provides, legality for the lending of already existing money by a business such as a bank, a pawn shop, or similar. A banking business holding a borrower's security provides a loan of its own or of its shareholder investors' debt-free money. But, and this is one big but, all our money at present comes into existence as debt. It all must be repaid, requiring more borrowing, hence more debt. That first loan to the English government in 1694 was of debt-free money, not borrowed money. It was more a case of the already existing money changing hands on a temporary basis. The original commercial business model for funding of our economy was enshrined in law on the 27th of July 1694. In this case, the borrowers were the people of England, and the business doing the lending was the Bank of England. In the beginning, there is the intangible, the formula of a banking model. It turns the tangible, a bank client's asset, into a monetary form. Unfortunately, there is a key element in this business model that presents us with a money that carries that inbuilt flaw. It is the cause of a seemingly insurmountable problem that, in human terms, produces a destructive global economy, one that's destructive of our society and the environment. In this fatally flawed model, a client lodges an asset with a bank. The asset's value is turned into a monetary form and becomes the client's deposit with the bank. It is when the client makes a withdrawal from that same deposit that the fault arises. This is when a sudden reversal of the meaning of ownership takes place. In a twist of meaning, It is now the bank that owns the money. It loans it to the client, and it wants it back. From that point of withdrawal on, the money changes from a positive value to a negative value. It becomes the client's debt, not a positive value. The bank is lending you, not issuing you, your own money. Your money comes to you, as does all money in the global commercial network, in the form of debt. Our economy runs on debt. This travesty of an economy is a debt economy, and debt is what you get. The money you get to keep, get to spend, get to save, get to invest, get as your income, is someone's debt. The twisting of values could well have arisen from a millennium-old misconception of what money should be. Today it is now a rock-solid, deeply ingrained, illogical belief in the myth that money should be a value in itself and representative of itself. If you had money, you had wealth, which could well have been true, provided that money was not debt money, meaning it had been earned into existence, meaning it represented a community-produced good or service. In the present situation, a monetary value goes in, a debt comes out. So, we have a bank's client as depositor who is now in debt to the bank. The loan money the client puts into circulation as wages or payment on overdraft is debt. The client's only recourse now is to make profit out of another depositor's debt, as all tangible or intangible assets deposited with a bank become a debt to the client. A pawn shop lends you their money. A bank lends you your money. The Bank of England declared in its recent quarterly bulletin that banks don't lend you their money, they lend you your deposit. And that's the value of the security you place with the bank. In this way, perhaps money does represent a good or a service. It's the value of the asset you lodged with the bank. So money does not come out of a bank fiction as in the oft-seen phrase, out of thin air. The real problem is the value you deposited in your account is not issued as a value or a credit, but as a debit. Credit in, debit out. You have been debited with your own credit. The bank has actually turned the value of the asset into a debt. In that sense, the bank has just devalued the asset it is holding as security. So its value is now dependent on inflation, economic growth. Reason would say that the client is taking his or her money out of his or her bank deposit, and that deposit is the value of his or her asset in a monetary form. So the modern problem of global debt was not created by the three-century-old English Parliamentary Act. That was meant to be a business model used in the business of banking. It has provided and still provides legality for the legal lending of already existing money as a business, one that's based on the value of a good presented by a borrower to and held as security by a commercial banking business. Here it is important to reiterate the type of money the English government borrowed way back then. As the bank's first client, they repaid the loan with interest, with money earned into existence. That original loan to the English government in 1694 came from already existing money in the form of money invested by a group. This money was not a debt. It was not borrowed into existence. These investors were financially able to invest in and to form what became the company of the Bank of England. The English government, followed by industry, borrowed from those already existing monies, monies that had been earned into existence and invested by the group forming the company. When loans were repaid, there was no residual debt in the economy. The loan repayments were made from trade earnings, from existing money, not from the debt of more borrowings or more loans. This is a far cry from today's banking model, where banks do not lend you their money, they lend you your own money, which is their assessed value of your deposited asset. The bank still does call this money the client's deposit, which would be fine, but when you withdraw it, it becomes your debt at interest. When that debt is repaid, the money must come from the profit made from the debt of another client, and so on and on, without end, forever and ever. Amen. The role of creating money that truly represents a tangible good or service, a real wealth, could come from a government paying for all its local expenditure with money it is constitutionally allowed to coin, but never does. This would put a continual flow of billions of debt-free money into local circulation. Instead, it sells yielding bonds to the Reserve Bank, which is just another form of borrowing to pay for government expenditure, thereby placing the nation in continual debt. The merits and effects of this other method of debt-free money on our civilization could be discussed in our next talk, where a whole other world can be opened up for viewing.
Thank you for your interest. We hope this could help to understand some of the fundamental issues of money, the differences of the three types of money, and illustrate the madness of the present money system. The script was written by Graham Ferguson, who has been providing many other presentations performed by Len Martin and others, documented on Kaput Radio. Just Google Kaput X Radio and check out my podcast index. My name is Martin, and we are preparing more programs, so stay tuned.